Welcome to A Few Good Minutes, presented by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. Brian Sexton with Jaguar Center, Stefan Wisniewski. And how's life in Florida? I mean, you were in California for a couple years. Florida's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, a little different, but I love it so far. Love the beach, love the palm trees everywhere. The warm weather's nice. During camp was, not so enjoyable during practice, but it's cooling down a little bit. Humidity's down a little bit.
It's a nice time of the year here, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, folks, you know how this one goes. Five topics, and we go and start with one. You signed a one-year contract, proving yourself as a veteran who already had proven himself. How's that going so far?
I think it's going well. The big thing with the one-year deal is just trying to stay healthy. Got hurt, and that kind of cost me a long-term deal, so I'm trying to stay healthy and just play the best I can.
So give you an edge this year, knowing that you're playing for your next contract right now?
I don't know if it's an edge necessarily, but there's certainly maybe a little more pressure, just a little bit kind of more an awareness that, this season has, serious impact on, future earnings.
I don't know whether everyone can appreciate it or not, but in the off season, when you were working and you weren't working in the team drills, you were off to the side executing the exact play with the same intensity that those players were. 21 years around this game, I've never seen anyone work like that. Where'd that come from?
Well, thank you. I've always been blessed. I was raised by an NFL father, so he taught me from a young age kind of what it took, to be an NFL player and to be your best. And my dad, Leo is his name. He played with the Colts. And I think he helped me understand that, I've been blessed with a lot, physically, and that it's kind of my responsibility to do everything I can possibly do to be the best I can, to make the most out of the talents I've been given.
All right, up next, Nasty. I loved watching your Uncle Steve play for the Raiders. Boy, did he play with an edge. He was the modern-day Conrad Dobler. So you had your father who played for the Colts and your uncle that played for the Raiders. How much did having those two guys help you become a pro? And I'm not talking genetics. I'm talking learning to play the game.
Yeah, it is an unbelievable edge. From an off-the-field standpoint, just with learning how to take care of your body from an NFL kind of perspective, physically, nutrition, technique, just an unbelievable edge. I was, being coached by NFL guys from the time I was 12. And, most guys don't get that kind of, coaching until they're 23 and they're in the NFL. So I've really had a great advantage there from a mental side, knowing football at a high level from when I was young.
You're a very pleasant guy to talk to. Do you get nasty on the field?
I'm meaner on the field, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you approach your uncle?
Not even close, no.
He's a great guy, too.
Oh, great guy off the field, absolutely. He was the nastiest. And to be honest, if he was playing now, he'd get suspended and fined all the time. He had the advantage there were less cameras, back then.
Less rules.
Catching what he did, less rules, yeah.
He was a perfect Raider, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was.
One more thing on family, and that is tradition. All three of you played for Joe Paterno. And then, of course, you followed your Uncle Steve out to play for the Raiders and in the Al Davis organization. What does football mean to your family?
Oh, football is huge. We all love football. And, even the ones who don't play, they certainly support us and are at our games and cheering us on and encouraging us. And it's just something we love. Me and my dad, when we talk, we're talking about football all the time. We're talking about Penn State football or whoever. We're always watching it, always talking about it, always love it.
Hope is next. Hard the last couple of weeks not to see a lot of possibilities for what the offense is doing. What do you see when you look at that? Are you frustrated? Are you optimistic? How do you describe where you guys are right now?
Yeah, I'm certainly frustrated with what our record says. The reason I'm frustrated, though, is I really believe we're really close. It's really just a mistake here and a mistake there. We're one block or one play or one kick or one just kind of thing going our way from having a lot more wins on that record. And while it's frustrating, it's also, optimistic. I'm optimistic that we are close and that I really do feel like if we just get a few things here and there that we'll start winning a lot more.
As a guy who has been through free agency and who will essentially go through it this year to get to that next contract, I know quarterbacks are really important. Your thoughts on where Blake Bortles is? I mean, he's coming off of a 300-yard, 4-touchdown, 80% in the red zone performance. I got to see that as a real significant plus.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Blake. His growth, you see it just day to day. He's learning all the time. it's really impressive what he does, not just throwing the football, but, I mean, he runs the football well. He's got a good awareness of what defense they're doing, when they're pressuring, how to get out of things, and the mental growth. You can tell he's really, really dedicated and really learning everything he can off the field, and then he makes it show out there.
Smart is next. Three-time academic All-American. How did you balance that in college? It's not like you went to Kansas. You went to Penn State. I say that as a Jayhawk, by the way. Right? You go to Penn State. That's not an easy thing to do. How did you manage to balance those things?
I think it comes down to priorities. You know, at the end of the day, everyone has 24 hours, but you choose what you're going to do in there. And, you know, I chose to put academics and football, you know, ahead of other things. And, you know, those other things are free time or having fun. And so kind of put that on the back burner. But you know what? I really believe it's worth it because at the end of the day, I'm playing football now, but my football career is going to end at some point, and I'm going to have however many years left on this earth, and having a degree to fall back on is really important.
In secondary education, are you going to go coach and teach?
I might. We'll see.
What's your best subject? What would you teach?
I would teach English, high school English. Yeah, that's what I studied. I actually taught for a year in college, was a student teacher, and I really enjoyed it.
I got some rave reviews.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I guess when you're 6'3", 315 pounds, yeah, all of a sudden the kids are going to listen, right?
Yeah, discipline was not a problem. if I just went over and stood next to a kid, they stopped doing whatever they shouldn't have been doing.
Does it help, by the way, when you're trying to get everybody on the same page as the center of the offensive line to be a good teacher and somewhat of a coach?
Yeah, honestly, I might teach someday, I might not, I don't know, but I do a lot of teaching, you know, on the football field with fellow players, like you say, being the center, and I mean, off the field, I do some teaching as well, some other places, so, you know, whether I'm an actual teacher in a classroom, I'm certainly using what I've learned there on the football field.
Three-time academic All-American, you can pretty much make your own choices. Time for some quick hitters here. Here we go, Jags. Let's go with this. A lot of great coaches, from your dad to Joe Paterno to your uncle. Give me a coach who made a big impact in your life.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of them. You know, Joe Pa was great. Joe Pa was... he was really committed to not just football, but he actually cared about, you know, creating, you know, having boys grow up and to be men. And he was big on responsibility, and he actually really cared about academics. College football today, to be honest, there's a lot of coaches, they don't care at all about academics. They just want to win football games, and class is just something on the side. He actually put academics first and put off the field community service, those kind of things. He really emphasized those and just kept things in perspective, kept things in order, and I always appreciated that about him.
When you were at Penn State, you and your dad went to the Dominican Republic on some mission trips. What did you see there? What did you learn on a mission trip that you'd like all of your teammates to see or know?
Man, there's a lot. It really opens your eyes when you go see kind of the poverty out there in the world. It definitely gives you a different perspective on kind of how blessed we are as Americans. And I was really blessed. You know, we did a lot of work with churches and meeting some different people and just met some awesome, awesome people. And it's amazing that people who, they didn't have anything from a worldly perspective. I mean, living in just terrible conditions, but they were Christians, and just the joy that they had from their faith was just so evident, just this overflowing, awesome, just life coming out of them. And you come back to America and we're always whining and complaining about something, and it makes you think like, man, maybe all this stuff we have just kind of getting in the way of what's really important.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Good luck this week.
Thanks for having me.
On the practice field. Stefan Wisniewski, everybody. We'll see you next week here on A Few Good Minutes.